Hi, welcome to Trained. At Nike, we believe that greatness isn't born, it's trained. And that means more than just a workout. Each episode, we'll bring you conversations with leading experts in what we call the five facets of fitness: training, recovery, nutrition, mindset, and sleep. I'm Ryan Flaherty, Senior Director of Performance at Nike. I train some of the world's best athletes, like Russell Wilson, Marcus Mariota, and my guest today, Saquon Barkley. Today, we're talking about the importance of staying curious about your training routine and why you should never stop asking questions. You're listening to Trained, presented by Nike.
My mindset philosophy now is, you know, be the best. I know it sounds so simple, but that's everything. I believe if you're not training to be the best, whether that's in your position, whether that's in you're a golfer or you play basketball or you're a scientist or a doctor or whatever, you're not training or working to be the best, why are you doing it? When I lose that drive, I should not be playing sports anymore.
That's Saquon Barkley, running back for the New York Giants, 2018 Rookie of the Year, and one of my favorite athletes to work with. Over the past year, Saquon has gone from star college athlete at Penn State to the number two draft pick in the NFL. Saquon and I spend a lot of time, both in and out of the gym, working on how to balance all the changes that life has thrown at him. In just this past year alone, Saquon played his first season as a pro, experienced the pressure of the national spotlight, and welcomed his first child into the world. But one thing that hasn't changed, his attitude towards training. The thing that sets Saquon apart from other athletes is his dedication to training, his curiosity, and his desire to keep growing as a professional athlete. Saquon and I have been training for the past year, and I wanted to tell you about what it's like working with someone who is not only naturally talented, but also curious about why we're doing what we do. Saquon asks a lot of questions, and I mean a lot. When I walk into the gym, he'll immediately start drilling me about the schedule for that day and the exercises we're going to do. And it's this type of curiosity that has gotten him this far in his career. For example, at the start of our training sessions, Saquon will often ask me, "What are we doing?" And I'll tell him the next exercise is lateral lunges. And then he'll ask me, "Why are we doing lateral lunges?" The better I explain how it translates to being a better running back, a position that requires running at top speed, jumping, and changing direction in an instant, the more effort he puts into that exercise. He goes hard because he understands that the lateral lunge helps him change direction and be both fast and safe during the game. But you don't have to be an aspiring NFL running back to incorporate that attitude into your training. Anyone can get stuck in a training routine where you're doing the same exercises over and over again. So before you start your workouts, ask yourself why. Why are you doing what you're doing? What are you trying to achieve from the training? Is it speed, flexibility, strength, longevity? And then really learn about the muscle group or movement pattern you're training and how that exercise will impact your overall goals. Starting your workout with a clear understanding of why you're doing the exercise will ensure that you get the most out of your workout and appreciate what your body is uniquely capable of. We'll hear more about Saquon's goals and how his questioning has helped him see results both on and off the field. So now, let's get to the interview. Well, man, hey, I know how busy you are, so thank you for taking the time to do this.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So you and I have been working together, so I want everyone to know that we have a relationship prior to talking about this. But can you talk to people about your background? Like, how did you get into football? Talk about where you grew up, you know, all that, where you're from and stuff.
Yeah, so I was born in New York, born in Bronx, moved to Pennsylvania when I was like 5. My mom and dad just thought better lifestyle, better chance to succeed in life with education. The schooling system is a lot better in Pennsylvania than it is in the Bronx. And I always had a passion, a love for football. My dad tells me the story that when I was like 3 years old, 4 years old, growing up, now I play for the Giants, but growing up I was a Jets fan, and I'll be attached right to his hip on Sundays watching the game, and just always saying, "I'm going to be there one day," and saying, "Mom, I'm going to buy you a house one day, I'm going to play in the NFL." And, you know, it just came from there. And then I used to go outside and just run around playing tag, and started playing, and I got a ball in my hand, and then started playing youth football. And my love for the game has never changed since.
What other sports did you like playing when you were a kid?
I wrestled. I was actually a pretty good wrestler.
You kind of strike me as a little bit of a wrestler.
Yeah, I wrestled. I mean, and that's one, you know, I don't regret doing it in high school. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that I did it growing up as a little kid, because, you know, training for that, is, you know, it's kind of not slimmer to boxing, but kind of slimmer to a boxing style. And then I also boxed growing up.
Yeah, I feel like wrestling is one of those sports too, where like part of the training is designed in a way to push you past like what you think you can do. You know what I mean? It like takes you past your limits in terms of like how far you can push your body and how what your mind thinks your body's capable of doing. Do you feel like that's something you took from wrestling when you were a kid?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you get in there, the room's like 100 degrees and you're literally just wrestling another body and you guys are literally just sweating on top of each other. Mm-hmm. And like you got 3 minute rounds break, 3 minute rounds break, then you got conditioning. And yes, those are little things that, you know, you don't understand as a kid growing up. Kind of similar with boxing, you know, my dad would just take me to the gym and, you know, just put me through workouts or throw me with a trainer and then throw me in a gym with a guy who's like training for a tournament and I'm really not boxing. But those little things that, you know, back then when you're young, you're like, dang, my dad's a little bit of crazy. But now it's like, no, he's preparing me, working my mindset.
Yeah, absolutely. And you brought it up. I mean, it's something we were going to talk about. But in terms of your mindset, how would you describe your mindset?
My mindset philosophy now is, you know, be the best. I know it sounds so simple, but that's everything.
Mm-hmm.
I believe if you're not training to be the best, whether that's in your position, whether that's in you're a golfer or you play basketball or you're a scientist or a doctor or whatever, you're not training or working to be the best, why are you doing it? Obviously, you're doing it for the love of the game and also competing, but you want to compete at a high level and be the best. And that's my mindset. When I lose that drive, I should not be playing sports anymore.
Okay, looking back now, obviously, you just had a rookie season, you know, drafted number 2 overall, go in, run rookie of the year, which congratulations, by the way, man.
Thank you.
An amazing accomplishment. So is there anything that you're going to take from last year that you're going to apply to this year that you really learned from?
Yeah. You know, first, mindset. You know, your mindset now, it's, okay, you won rookie of the year. Now what? Let's take it to another level. Elevate your game. And then now, you're not just only elevating yourself. Also, become that leader. Elevate other people around you, because at the end of the day, no one wins a championship by themselves in the sport of football. It takes 11 men. We love to put the blame on one person. We love to give the glory to one person. But at the end of the day, that's why football is my favorite sport, because it takes 11 men, a team, coaches, owners, everybody in that building to come together, produce a winning season.
You do a really good job of, I mean, ever since I've met you, I think being able to balance the thought of like what people think of you and also to not believing too much into the hype. If you focus a lot on what the media says or what people say about you, it would be easy to believe, like, I am the best. Like, everyone's saying I'm the best. I am the best. I just won Rookie of the Year. Like, you know what I'm saying, right? It's like, it's easy to read the reports and go, I am the best. Like, now maybe I can stop working. How do you continue to grind and drive, even though you've reached the success you've already reached in your career? Like, what's continuing to motivate you?
Stay yourself, you know, and you got to surround yourself with people that's going to help you stay that way. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you know, I play in New York, you know, and you can't get fooled into the hype, because one day you're the best thing that ever happened, but there's gonna be one day where you're the worst thing that ever happened, and the media is gonna say, oh, you need to get out of here, and this and that, a third. You know, people love to set expectations for yourself, you know, and that's something that I think that I had to compete with, and it was a challenge for me, was when I got drafted, you know, people said I was gonna win rookie of the year already. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's good and all, but that's their expectations, you know. I gotta come in and set my own expectations. You know, I wanted to be one of the best running backs in the league. Mm-hmm. Just because you win rookie of the year doesn't necessarily mean you're the best running back in the league. And I want to do that. And, you know, I still got continual work to try to achieve that goal and try to be one of the best players in the league. But I'm very fortunate enough and blessed to have great people in my life. And, you know, you've seen the people around me, and you obviously too, being part of that list of, you know, challenging me, never letting me go off course at all. Obviously, everyone, I don't care who you are, you're going to have your days. You want to be lazy, you want to do this, you want to do that, but you have to have the people in your ear pushing you also, too. But you also got to be self-motivated at the end of the day, too.
And, yeah, yeah.
I think that's a blessing that my parents instilled in me growing up. You can do whatever you want in this life and in this world and whatever you want to be, as long as you put your mind to it.
Yeah, yeah. And now, as a parent, you have a beautiful little girl who's about to turn one in a few days. Is there any lessons or any things that you really want to instill in her that your parents did for you that you feel like really helped you in life?
Yeah, for me, I think I do a really good job of being open-minded. And I'm inquisitive. I ask a lot of questions. I need, like, whether it's political, whether it's religious, whether it's in sports, anything. Yeah. And that's what I want to, you know, instill to my daughter and be open-minded. Obviously, the way this world is today, You know, it's crazy. Yeah. It's always going to be crazy, but be open-minded and, you know, read, have knowledge behind what you're talking about before you just go out and speak on something. And look at it both ways. You know, there's always two sides to a story. And learn for yourself.
You and I talk about this a lot, but it is kind of amazing to be in the position you're in to recognize the impact you can have on people, right? It's like, it's such a blessing to be able to do that. At the same time, it does bring its level of responsibility with that. How do you balance the idea that you got to live your life and do what you need to do, but at the same time, take the time for people who you know you can make their year by just taking the time for them?
I balance it by understanding, you know, I was once a fan. You know, I'm still fans of people to be honest. I was the other day, I was in a 7-on-7 like charity game and Colin Kaepernick walked by and I'm just like, oh, that's Cap, you know what I mean? So like, for me, it's just like, it's the little things. People and kids look up to you and, you know, yes, is it challenging? Yes, you got to understand you can't make mistakes like normal people. But like you said, it's a blessing and it's a curse. And then I also have to have the mindset and back my mind that I also have a daughter looking at me too. So I think that's how you balance that. Also keeping the mindset that you have a daughter and the little things matter, you know. Why not? You stop and you take a picture. That can make a little kid's day, year, life. You know, it's a blessing, so why not use it?
We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, Saquon will tell us about his goals for the coming season and how he stays focused on achieving them. Stick around. We'll be right back. If you're a trainer, join a community of trainers looking to make fitness better for everyone. Learn from leading experts in training, recovery, mindset, nutrition, and sleep. And get an exclusive 30% discount on Nike gear. Apply at nike.com/NTCPro. All right, man. So, Saquon, I want to go a little bit into now some of the training side of things. And we could kind of talk about off-season because we're in the off-season right now. But what's your off-season schedule look like?
My off-season schedule.
Training-wise,
Monday, Tuesday. Monday's upper body with a speed day. Tuesday's lower body with agility day. Wednesday's off, but it's never really off. you got to do something through that day, whether it's, you know,
core or something.
Core, or even just going to sauna, sweating, cold tub, hot tub, and then kind of repeats. Thursday, upper body. Friday, lower body. And then Saturday, you probably do something. Depends on the load you have during the week. But Saturday, you might hit some hills or you might do that. And then Sunday's kind of probably your truly day off. And then throughout that whole week, you know, you got 3 to 4 days where you're getting your body worked on. You have a PT guy coming in. You got needling. You got manual therapy, massage and stress. And or sometimes just breathing and relaxing your mind. All those little things, you know, because you have to invest in your body. So, you know, just the amount of time that you put working on your body, whether it's in the football field or whether it's training, you also got to put on treating your body because it's a balance.
Absolutely. So, man, you're going to be one of the featured athletes and for the new Nike Pro apparel line. We just worked out in it. What'd you think about it?
Yeah, you know, I think it helped a lot. At first, I started working out with the
hoodie
sweatshirt.
On,
the hoodie. And I took the hoodie off, but, like, I had the shirt on, and like you could actually see like the shirt opening up and
absorbing the moisture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when you're working out, you can just breathe. You could breathe better, and you know that's important.
Yeah. One of the things when we first started working together, I think the big shift we made was like the focus on recovery with physical therapy. How do you feel like that helped you when you shifted from just focusing on grinding to then equally focusing on taking care of yourself? Did you feel a big difference when you started focusing on that stuff?
Yeah, definitely. And then, you know, it's humbling and just puts everything in perspective that like, wow, like people see you on film and like you're explosive, you're fast and this and that and third, but If you continue to do this, you continue to increase the risk of injury and this and that and the third. So those little things that you have to do, and just it makes your body feel so much better.
Yeah.
When you focus on those little things and when you actually putting the work into it, and it's a different work. You know what I mean? It ain't like putting 600 pounds on your back and standing up on it. Obviously, that's great and all, but it's – what's the word I'm looking for? You see like immediate
result, like results, improvement. Yeah.
Improvement. Mm-hmm. That's like – you go and you work on this and work on that, then you go to the field and you're running, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
I haven't felt like this before. Like, this feels really good.
You're one of the one athletes for me that I've realized that early on in your career, you become acutely aware that you've got to be over the top about taking care of yourself. And I've been working with you on understanding exactly how important nutrition is on all of those things, on inflammation, on recovery, on being able to get back from workout to workout. What are some of the biggest adjustments and shifts you've made from college going into the league?
You know, just be disciplined.
From a nutrition perspective?
Yeah, from nutrition. Yeah. Just be disciplined. You know, I played around with it a little bit last year, like not eating red meat. And yeah, I had a good season. But then I come talk to you and I did a research about it. Like, really didn't do anything for me. And in the grand scheme of things, maybe in a little ways, but the grand scheme of things really didn't. And so just being disciplined, like I said, like, I'm a professional athlete. Like, I'm not a nutritionist. Like, I'm a football player, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't know the ins and outs, like how I know a playbook, and like the ins and outs of a playbook, and there's people that know that, and that's a profession. And like for you, like when you help me, you know that really well. So, and those are little things where, like you said, inflammation in your body. The biggest thing about football and what I've learned from vets and pros and just being around guys like you, you want to play the best you can for 17 weeks plus at the playoffs on Sundays. And you got to get inflammation out of your bodies. And there's little tips and techniques and the way you eat that helps that. And a lot of people don't know that. Like, I did not know that until coming up into this shit. So I actually got into NFL.
Right.
So that's what I would say. Discipline. Just discipline, discipline.
But it's also information too, right?
Yeah.
Like you didn't have access to a lot of this information.
Yeah.
You do a really good job of this. It's like a good lesson for everybody. But you know what you know and you know what you don't. But you bringing in the right people to help support you in that way, it allows you to keep the main thing, which is football, which I think is super smart. What about sleep? Like what is your focus with sleep?
I know sleep is very important. I mean, like, if you just think about it, like, even if you're not an athlete, if you go to bed and you only get 4 hours of sleep, or you go to bed and you get 8 to 10 hours of sleep, just and you wake up, I promise you, you're going to feel a lot better if you have 8 to 10 hours of sleep. But for us, that's important recovery time.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit about mindset. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about is, you know, you mentioned earlier kind of, I won rookie of the year, now what am I going to do about it? Rather than focusing and celebrating the fact that you won this big award, like, now what? How long have you had that mentality for? Is that something, because it's something that I feel like when a lot of the top athletes I work with, they have that. They have this ability to say something really good happened in their career. So what now? What am I going to do? And something bad happens. The ability to say, so what now? What to move forward? How long have you had that type of a mindset? Has it been a long time or is it something you've learned over the years?
To be honest, I think it's probably, I figured that out now.
Mm.
I mean, for me personally, like, I've never won a big award like that, like rookie of the year, like when you want to be one of the best. It's not like, so if I win rookie of the year and I just do nothing for the next 5 years of my career, I won't be considered the best.
Yeah.
Now if I win rookie of the year, I bring a championship to New York. I bring an MVP to New York. I be a captain for New York. That stuff, that's, you know, continue with your legacy.
Yeah.
And that's just a start. Rookie year is a start. And, you know, you want to think too far, but you want to think far. And, you know, you got to take a step by step. So step by step is climbing up that mountain. You continue to climb up that mountain. And every time you climb up that mountain, every time you go up, you're not looking back like, oh, I just did that. You're still going up. You're still continuing to go up.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is the goal this year?
You know, for me, with goals, yes. Do I want to win MVP? Yes, I want to win MVP. I'm not going to say a lie. Like, no one's going to come here and say, no, I don't want to win MVP.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm fine with not winning MVP and winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's the goal. And that's going to be the goal. So I'm done playing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's why, like, even my mindset was like this in college. It's like, if I take care of the little things first, so like for me, like, I would be like, I know I'm big on setting goals. Like I said, set goals for where you want to get to for your career. But the biggest goal, I think, and I tell kids this all the time, that you want to set is wake up and be the best version of yourself every day and compete at a high level every day. Because if you look too far, which that's why I said you never want to look too far, but you also do want to look too far. If you look too far, you're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not taking care of the little things, the big things don't matter.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. It is so hard in the game of football to not fall in love with what comes with football, like the attention, the celebrity, the parties, the going out, the, you know, being around people, staying out late, eating bad. Like, there's a lot of things that you can do to surround yourself and things that are thrown at you that are really difficult to say no to. But being able to kind of stay so disciplined to where you'd rather face the pain of discipline than the pain of regret, I think, are those people that I want to surround myself with. And you have that. And I think that's one of the recipes required to be great, is that you don't care about how talented you are today. You want to see what's, like, humanly possible that you can get out of your body over the next 5 to 10 years to see what's possible. And I think that's one thing that you have.
Yeah, I think you put that, you said it perfectly. You have a short time. You have a short lifespan in this sport and in this world that I play, and I wanna get my full potential out. And I know that I have a lot more inside of me. And, you know, like for me growing up, and I never had a trainer and I have this, so yeah, my running mechanics are wrong. So when someone tells me that you run a 4.3 now, but you truly could be a 4.19, well, why wouldn't I listen to that?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't I listen to that? And they're not just telling me that I can do that. They're showing me I can do that. And like working the little bit that we've been working so far after the season, you can see it. You can feel it. Like the other day, I'm running routes and like I'm not fully running my full speed, but like everyone's telling me like I'm looking so much faster. And you're just like, wow. You see the things that you're learning and the things that you're teaching me, how it translates to the field. And I'm a big believer that the work that you put in is what you get out.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, Matt, good to see you a lot, but not a lot of people get to listen to you talk that much. So I really appreciate you taking the time to join us today, man. I know people are going to get a lot out of that, so thank you.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
It's always interesting working with athletes after their first season as a pro. And Saquon's a good reminder that it's important to always stay focused and curious about your training. So if there's one thing I want you to take away, it's this. When I work with Saquon, we're not spending time working on his running. He's got that down. Instead, I like to spend time with him making sure that his basic movement patterns are correct. I want to make sure he's moving well, not just fast. Whatever your workout routine is, it's important to take the time at the start of your workout or on a recovery day to just practice the basic movement patterns, like the squat, so you know you're doing it correctly. For example, in a squat, you want to make sure your hips go back first before you bend your knees. That's the proper kinematic sequence. Use a mirror or a chair to make sure that you're doing it properly. And this goes back to the why I talked about earlier. Your why isn't necessarily to go as hard as you possibly can every session. It's for bigger things, like longevity, flexibility, or strength. If you want to see what I'm talking about, you can check out the program I created for NTC Premium called Pro Strength, where you can follow along a 6-week workout plan that I've put together to help you work those smaller muscles that make it possible for you to get the best performance from your body. Follow the link in the show notes. Trained is produced by Nike Training Club. If you're looking to take your training to the next level, check out the Nike Training Club app. In it, you'll find holistic guidance and free workouts designed by Nike experts. Or go even further and enjoy a 7-day free trial of our premium subscription service, NTC Premium, available now in the U.S. With NTC Premium, you can get guidance from start to finish with programs and workouts designed by Nike Master Trainers. You also get in-depth nutrition and wellness content. Go check it out. That's Nike Training Club app, available on both Android and iOS. This is our last episode of Season 3. We'll be back soon with more conversations with the world's top athletes and fitness experts. In the meantime, you can check out some of our previous episodes with some of the best minds in training, like Julie Ertz, Sarah Sigmund's daughter, and Dr. Matthew Walker. Thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. This is Trained. Talk to you soon.
Consult your doctor before engaging in an exercise program of any kind, especially if you have a medical condition. Use good judgment and common sense about your own fitness level and ability when engaging in a training program. If something doesn't feel right, stop immediately and seek medical attention as necessary.